And welcome back. It is 5:18 a.m. here on Monday, June 13th, 2022. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy, back after a couple days up in my old stomping grounds in upstate New York, a 49th, 50th high school reunion. It's actually my 49th, but the class ahead of me had a 50th reunion, and graciously, they made me an honorary member of the class, and so I was part of that event. Also, gave away a scholarship to a couple of graduating seniors at Stockbridge Valley Central School in upstate New York. Central New York, a beautiful, beautiful valley, small school. When I went there, gosh, over 50 years ago, there were about 750 kids K-12. I think it's down to 500, but a wonderful rural community with a little town there called Munnsville, where I grew up and engaged in youthful adventures, which we relived to great acclaim. And all of our adventures seem bigger and better and more exciting as we tell them. So it was really a great experience. I really enjoyed being up there and seeing all old friends, and some more recognizable than others. But nonetheless, it was just a great experience. I'm going to tell a story. I usually don't tell personal stories. I'm more of a just the facts, ma'am, kind of guy here. But I'm going to tell a personal story, an anecdote from that trip here, this segment. But before I do that, I want to invite everybody to come to the Davidson County Republican Party Congressional District 5 debate. It's going to be a week from tomorrow, Tuesday, June 21st at 6 p.m. It will be at the Rock the Bells Event Center, 768 Madison Square in Madison, Tennessee. Yours truly, I will be the moderator of that event. And if all goes well, we will actually be, you'll be able to watch this live if all goes well, because we're going to have our live view working there, and you'll be able to go to TennesseeStar.com, and see it all happen live, and you may be able to see it elsewhere. We're working on some deals with some local cable companies and some of these big networks like that use over-the-top technology. So that will be an awful lot of fun. Right now, the three committed candidates are Mayor Andy Ogles of Maury County, Stuart Parks, Timothy Lee. I think the invitations are out to Kurt Winstead, retired Brigadier General, former Speaker of the Tennessee House, Beth Harwell, and Jeff Beierlein, and all the other candidates have been invited. So we'll see who ends up showing up, but it'll be a lot of fun, and I'm looking forward to it. And if you'd I'd love to see you there. That's a week from Tuesday, June 21st, 6 p.m., the Congressional District 5 debate brought to you by Davidson County Republican Party. And you can go to the Davidson County Republican Party website for more details on that and TennesseeStar.com. Now, I promise you a story. Here it is. It's one of these things. It's talks. I suppose it's illustrative. I hate to say this on a down note, because everything about my trip to upstate New York was a lot of fun, a little bittersweet. And here's a little bittersweet. So in this little town of Munnsville, New York, population 500, 600, in this beautiful, beautiful, gorgeous valley, the Stockbridge Valley, there was, as I was a kid, I was a Catholic, and I was an altar boy. I was an altar boy at the Little St. Teresa's Roman Catholic Church. And that church, the Catholic community had been around there since, I don't know, 1850, 1840 or so. But in 1928, they built this gorgeous small little church called St. Teresa's right on Main Street. And that congregation has been small, but a working congregation for many, many years. When I was there as an altar boy, way back when, we're talking 1960 to 1970, so over half a century ago, how did I get to be this old? I don't know, but I was an altar boy. The Mass was in Latin. That's how long ago it was. And I can still recall the Latin responses. And as an altar boy, I had certain duties. I would officiate or assist the priest during the masses on Sunday, and then special events like weddings and funerals, I had certain duties. And in funerals, one of the duties you had was you would carry this little device called a censern, C-E-N-S-E-R-N, censern. They would put incense in it, and as the funeral would go by, you would swing this little sort of like a bell, except it contained incense, and that would be one of the duties that you would conduct. So I go, I knock on the door, I drive into this church, the parking lot, and I look around and I say, well, that's funny. Where's the sign that says, you know, services on Sunday at 10 o'clock? Where's the sign that says St. Teresa's Church? I get out, I walk up to the door of this beautiful little church, and built in 1920, I knock on the door. Hey, where's this? I don't see the sign. Well, that's odd. So I'm knocking on the door. Knock, knock, knock. Nothing's happening. Then approaching me from the right is, I can only describe this as an aging hippie from California. And he says, my name's Roy. I said, well, okay. And he says, why are you knocking on my door? Excuse me? Why am I knocking on your door, aging hippie from California? I mean, he's got the long hair. He's got the look of an aging hippie from California who's probably had one too many, you know what, one too many inhalations in his life. How about that? So he says, well, I bought the place. I said, what? I mean, this is owned by the Archdiocese of Central New York, I guess, or Syracuse. And there's been a congregation there for 100 and some odd years. And it was small, but, you know, kids in my class, there were probably 7 or 8 kids in my class attended the services there along with me and my family every Sunday. They said, yeah, I bought it. I said, what do you mean you bought it? Tell me about yourself. And he's like, I don't know, late 60s, right? Long hair. Cool, man. You get the idea. Lots of inhalations going on in this guy's life. Very nice, very friendly. He said, yeah, I was living in Southern California. I'm a cartoonist. And I wanted to buy something that I could afford. And I saw this listed online, and I came out here, and I bought it that day. I said, well, how much you buy it for? $149,000. This is a church. I don't know how many square feet it is, but it's a nice small church. And it had, I don't know, it had seating capacity of about 200 max, 150 to 200. And it did beautiful, beautiful statuaries inside, beautiful paintings, a gorgeous pipe organ that still plays in the balcony. And so I said, well, you know, could I go in? He said, yeah. So we went in, took a tour. They'd taken down the altar. On the altar, this guy had placed his bed. And next to this, so we walk through the bed, and it's a little jarring to see an altar with just a bed there. And let's just say some of the table contained the kinds of things you might expect you would find with an aging hippie from California. Okay, let's just leave it at that. And so that's a little shocking to me. But he's very nice, very gracious. And I said, you know, I was an altar boy here like 50 years ago. He said, you were. So he goes back to the vestibule.
1 minute.
And he gets one of these censerns. And it's old. I mean, it's been used. It's probably a censer that I used over 50 years ago. And he said to me, would you like this? And I said, you sure? I sure would. He gave me the censern. So now, I don't know where we'll play it. It will be displayed somewhere. The censern that I used as a kid, more than 50 years ago, as an altar boy at St. Teresa's Church, which is in Munnsville, New York, which is now owned by an aging hippie from California. He tells me his plan is to turn it into a music venue and recording studio. We'll see. Anyways, that's my personal story. When we come back, I'll break down the Robbie Starbuck decision. Unanimously, the Tennessee Supreme Court said, nope, you're off the ballot. This is the Tennessee Star Report. I'm Michael Patrick Leahy. We'll be back after this.